This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Karen Hopkin. Ask anyone what an elephant sounds like, and they'll come up with something like this. But some elephants can also do this. And researchers using an acoustic camera that converts sounds into colors have figured out how. The findings appear in the journal BMC Biology. Elephants actually have a few ways they can get their message across. In addition to the traditional trumpet, they also communicate using a rumble, whose pitch is often too low for humans to hear.
But then the Asian elephant, and the Asian elephant only, produces ridiculously high-pitched squeaks that seem to come rather from a mouse than from an animal the size of an elephant.
Veronica Bake of the University of Vienna. She and her colleagues set out to locate the source of these unusual chirps.
The only idea that was out there so far was that elephants produce squeaks in the same way as they produce the trumpets.
That is, using their trunk.
So we started out with just observing the facial movements and posture of Asian elephants when they squeak.
First up, a group of 14 adult females at an elephant camp in Nepal.
So first we observed that elephants squeak when they are aroused.
So anytime they get excited or upset.
Then they are easily upset. When there's any strange noise or strange smell, a car passing by in the distance, a dog or a cow coming too close to the enclosure.
They also squeak in social situations.
When they have only been separated briefly and they greet each other again, they burst into exuberant choruses of trumpeting, rumbling, and squeaking.
And even when having a bath. But are the squeaks coming from the trunk or the mouth?
And that is where we use the acoustic camera. With an array of 48 microphones, the acoustic camera can calculate the time differences with which the sound reaches the different microphones and translate it into beautiful rainbow colors, which in the end makes you see rainbow colors coming out of the elephant's mouth or trunk.
And what they found?
The rainbow colors clearly came out of the mouth when the elephant squeaked and out of the trunk when it did the trumpet.
One particularly talented pachyderm, a female called Pauan, could squeak and snort at the same time.
And this told us that clearly the sound production mechanism has to be within the mouth, because otherwise it wouldn't be possible to produce a perfectly fine squeak and a perfectly fine nasal snort at the same time.
The squeak, it appears, is made when an elephant presses air out between its tensed lips, which produces a noisy vibration.
I couldn't find this technique to be described in any other animal except for human trumpet players. They call this technique lip buzzing.
Bake got pretty good at it.
Although I have to admit that it was not that easy to learn, which caused lots of skeptical and annoyed looks on the metro on my daily commute.
Not all elephants make use of this buzz.
In the first study group, only 4 or 14 elephants squeaked, and the ones that did so a lot.
Pauan would start practicing her signature sounds at 4 in the morning, which generally got her the attention she was seeking, because
it's extremely annoying.
Studying additional elephants that lived in family groups, the researchers found that when mama is a squeaker, the kids are too.
And that is what made me think that maybe elephants actually have to learn how to squeak and when to squeak from the mother.
Which means that elephants may have something to teach us about the development of human language. And that parents really need to watch their mouths when they're around little ones with big ears. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkins.